Matthew 28. Our Father, we're grateful for this afternoon. Every moment to look into your word. Every moment to teach and to receive your word. We honor. We receive the ministry of your spirit. Our hearts are renewed. We will come to a more precise understanding and appreciation of the gifts that you have given us in meetings. The gift of our meetings that you have given us. You help us to see the role of meetings in our lives and our work with you, and also our place in giving and receiving of these meetings. We ask this afternoon that we also have questions in our heart answered. We have questions answered. Gray areas will have light shed upon them. Questions are going to be answered. The essence of our study is to walk in it. We ask that this afternoon every man will be able to see with clarity. Questions will be answered. Questions in our hearts will be answered, will be instructed in our hearts. And we glorify you by making utmost use of the gift that you have given to us in meetings. We ask and receive this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So, Bible study basically is about answering questions. When questions are answered, people can live rightly. And that right living is actually the worship of God. In Matthew 28 again, it says in 18, Jesus came, kept saying to his disciples, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And we saw in Matthew chapter 18, and then verse 18 to 20 as well. Matthew 18, verse 18. It says, in verse 18, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Praise God. Where two or three are gathered. Are we together? Together. Now we said, the gathering together there has to do with a physical meeting. It's a physical meeting. It is not online. This is not a gathering online. Where two or three are. In the same text, we'll find Jesus used a word. That same text in Matthew 18. Matthew's Gospel 18. I'll close it actually. In Matthew 18, he says in verse 15, "Moreover, if thy brethren, the brother, shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear you, he says, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with thee one or two more, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church." The word church there, is a practice in the synagogue. The synagogue is a physical assembly of people. The synagogue. So when he uses the word church, you find the word church used again in Matthew's Gospel 16. When Jesus said to Peter, he says, "Who do men say that I the man ha?" And then the disciples answer, he says, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist," right from Matthew chapter 16. Right from verse 13, he says that some say that John the Baptist, he says that some say Jeremiah, some say that Elijah, he says one of them. And he said unto them, "Who say you that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then around verse 18, the Bible says Jesus stood unto him and answered him, said unto him, he said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock," he says, "Blessed are thee, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you. And I say also unto thee that I am Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." 19. Are we together? So he uses the word church there. Church there is the word ecclesia in the Greek. Ecclesia is spelled E double C. You find sometimes you find it E double K. It's the same. Ecclesia. E double C L E S I E. Ecclesia. Two words lump together in the Greek. It is the word ek and the word kalio. Kalio is a word taken from the Old Testament word together. And kara means to distinguish. Kara means to give responsibility to or to assign function to something. The word kara is the word used in Genesis chapter 1 when it says, and God called the day light. Give function to something. The word kara is that same word kara, which is a Hebrew word, that was translated into the Greek word kalio. Are we together? Which means to call, to distinguish, or to assign function to. To separate by giving function to it. Is it clear? So when he uses that word for the word church, are we together? Ek kalio. Again, he already shows that the church is an assembly of God that God had distinguished from the world by assigning function to it. Is it clear? So the church of God is not an assembly that looks for its function. It's not expected to look for its function. Church must not be asking questions like, what do we do? The moment you see a church already asking questions or deliberating on, someone says, oh, what do we do? What do we do? The meetings are scarcely attended. Then maybe the pastor or the leadership says, oh, what can we do that will make people to come into service? Or sometimes you find people having all manner of conduct issues in the church, and then you find them saying, oh, what can we do? The moment a church is asking what can we do, that is a confused assembly. You were called and you were separate. You were not brought out to give a function to you. You were separated onto a function. Are we together? So the separation happened alongside with the assigning of a function. Is it clear? That is the word church. You find the Old Testament narrative of the word church is actually the nation of Israel. How God called them out again. The title of that book, Ek, that's Exodus, just like Ecclesia, is the same word, Ek, E-K. But in rendering, you have E-X. Are we together? It's just language and semantics. Across the years, letters change and all that. So that's why you have a Paul saw. It's the same thing. Are we there? We have Ecclesia, E-K, Ecclesia, Exodus can be E-K, Exodus can be E-X. Are we there? So when you have Exodus, that is Ek and Odos. So, to call out of, to take a path out of. I've told us all that already. Praise God. Before. So, you have Exodus, that is, delivered Israel out from Egypt, captivity. And that's a narrative. Because if Jesus looks at his disciples and he says to them, he says, upon this rock I will build. Now they didn't start asking what is church. They were knowledgeable about the concept of church. That was why at this time, my own. So this one is going to, because by the time you read from Acts chapter 7 and you look at Stephen's sermon before the Sanhedrin, the religious teachers of the law, when Stephen was before them, Stephen literally described the nation of Israel as the church from Exodus. So that ideology of church are people that we call out for a function that they will flow in. They are called out for a function. So Israel was described as the church in the wilderness in the Old Testament books. The New Testament writers describe them as the church in the wilderness. The church in the wilderness. In other words, Israel was Moses' church. Are we together? So the New Testament writers today, in addressing the church of God, which are also people that have been called out of spiritual darkness to function in God's light. Descriptions, narratives, lessons, are we together? From the church in the wilderness. Because the church of Moses means the church of Jesus Christ. So he says, my own. So we have to Israel. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, you observe that there are similarities between the church of God. The same, the language, that was, the same description that was used, the same, the kind of work God did with Israel is used to also describe the kind of work that God did with Jesus Christ. When he says, upon this rock I will build my church, it's important to then go into the Old Testament and begin to see what is the church like. The very first thing you see is that the church is a physical assembly. And don't even say, it was because they didn't have technology, it was because... No. They had... Those are usually arguments by people who have not really, really studied. They cook up arguments. Church can be done online just because you... It's completely fine. Are we together? It's completely fine. Amen. Copeland, that's the wife of Kenneth Copeland, he said, you observe that American army are not trained online. There is no serious venture that is left to being done, are we together, remotely. No serious venture. What about working remotely? The skill you got to do the work remotely was you also picked up remotely. Are we together? You have to be somewhere to learn. Is it clear? And let me tell you, technology does not redefine the faith to us. Technology is supposed to support us. Are we together? Are we together? Enhance, reaching out. So technology is supposed to enhance it. It's supposed to be a blessing. In the use of technology, it's the reason why people are falling behind, it means accepting. We must therefore go back to the scriptures and then we must go back into the scriptures and revisit how things ought to be done. So, the very ideology of church implies what is physical. Physical. Now, one of the most ancient technologies that we still have today is the technology of writing. Are we together? Writing. So, when I tell you they had technology, writing was one of them. Look at like technology, but in the world of Paul and even the earlier world, prophets, Moses, one of their strongest technology of communication was writing. They wrote. Are we together? Now, the writing itself had passed through different forms. Different forms over the years. Like technology they had. So they could have written, yet physical assemblies were instructed. So in God's there is a need for two people to meet. Are we together? And that's why, no matter how virtual, definitely you observe, a woman can't take in a child virtually. Right? So, God wants to bring another human being into the world. Amen? Are we together? So there is a whole lot of things that technology cannot resolve. There is a whole lot of things that can't technology not resolve is not my word, replace. So by the time we look at the concept of Christian meetings, we observe God's wisdom is that there will be a physical meeting. So no matter what we use technology to achieve, no matter what we do with technology, are we together? No matter how much benefit we derive from technology, no matter the ease, no matter the ease or how much ease technology gives to us or we derive from technology, meetings ought to be physical. It ought to be physical. We cannot do without the place of physical meetings. We have said that. I'm saying that for the fourth week now. Explaining this for the fourth week now. We cannot do without. So the idea of church itself is a physical meeting. So when you hear things like, the online church, then we begin to say, what exactly is this like? What exactly is this? What exactly is this? Now, obviously, the search of what we call the online church, or is called what is called the online church today, which definitely is not online church. There is nothing such as online membership of a church. You are not. There is nothing like online membership. It doesn't exist. It cannot exist. Oh, this is our member online. No, there is no online membership. Someone say, I attended service online. Don't attend services online. You cannot attend service online. You stream the service. You stream, you watched it. You don't attend the service online. You cannot attend service when you are away. Worst case scenario, are we together? Or is it best case, I should say, wherever you are, let it also be what? A gathering of people. Then that is church. Is it clear? But to stay at home, to remain in a remote place, and feel that you have fulfilled the task, the responsibility of attending church service because you watched it online. Now, I've not even spoken about why you shouldn't or why you can't. That's not the issue. There are reasons, legitimate reasons, why people might not be able to be things. Are we together? They are legitimate. Is it clear? But whatever the reasons are, whether it's because you're backsliding, or because you are challenged, or because you can have job engagements. Are we together? For example, we can have members of the church who are pilots, and they have to pilot a plane. Are we together? And they can be in service. And then maybe you are at the airport, and then maybe your flight is in some minutes' time, and then you just trim in the service. Or let's say a camp meeting is going on, you are in a remote location outside in another nation, and you are not able to attend due to visa issues or whatsoever. There are different reasons why people might not be there. But don't call what you did attending service. Excuse me. Don't call what you did what? Service. You did not attend the service. Is it clear? Now, when you stream, sometimes you get information, because as I'm talking now, you can hear. You can probably take notes because you are streaming. What they are saying, you can hear, like a Zoom session. You can receive information. Then, you know, maybe you can also communicate information if the channel is like that. But look at this. You have not attended what? Service. The reality of Christian meetings is stronger than what you can get remotely. Is stronger. Amen. And I usually say this, which I learned from my pastor, Revolution Monoika. Are we together? I usually say this, that a litmus test to whether I should do this or not is everybody does what I'm doing. A true Christian practice should be universal. Is it clear? Is it clear? So, what if everybody does what? So, imagine this morning, are we together? It's already afternoon. Imagine today, this is Sunday, we just say, alright, everyone, we are having a service. Service is 8 o'clock. And then everybody in our rooms will stream the service. Do you agree that we will not have what we had this morning? We can't have it. We can't have it. What we are going to have as a result immediately changes. We have turned it into something what? Else. Did you get it? Did you get it? Okay, do we talk about the unity of the instrumentals? So that one, place that one, place that one, place that one in their different rooms. We are watching. That? Then the person that wants to teach, then the person that wants to sing, 12 of the music teams are in 12 different locations. And then I want to minister to the sick. Do you see it? Did you see that? Can you see what I'm saying? Then I want to lay hands. Then we want to give. Now, after we have been able to do all that, we also want to fellowship with one another. We will have something entirely different. Are we together? So that shows you something. Look at this. And I told you some time ago, I think that was sometimes last year, early last year, that why are we instructed to hold prayer meetings? Why are we instructed to hold teaching meetings? It shows you that the focus of prayer meeting is beyond praying. There's an ingredient in the prayer meeting that goes beyond achieving prayer. Is it clear? Haven't prayed. There's an ingredient in teaching meeting that goes beyond having gotten an information. Are we together? Why are we instructed to pray? It cannot be because of technological advancements that they didn't have. No. That is how the faith progresses. The Christian progresses by its physical meetings. Is it clear? I said this severally. For a month or two now, I've been saying this. With his physical meetings. So, why are we told to meet to pray? Look at this. Look at me. Why are we told to meet people to evangelize them? Is it that they can't hear the gospel on phone? They can. But there's an ingredient to the faith that goes beyond capturing information. There's an ingredient in the prayer meeting. There's one ingredient that makes it go beyond just achieving the fact that I have prayed. Because you can pray in solitude and send your reports. Are we together? At least you send your report. But why are we told to hold prayer meetings? Why are we told to hold teaching meetings? Is because of the element of fellowship. Is it clear? Is the element of fellowship. Physical fellowship. So, no matter how developed or advanced the world or technology is, respectively, are we together? Or are, respectively, no matter how advanced technology is, the faith progresses by what? Physical meetings. The church cannot do without meeting physically. That is how the church progresses. And when I say the church, I mean the individual members in the church. That is how we progress in the faith. Getting someone born again, me to be physically there with the person. Then in getting someone filled with the Holy Ghost, are we together? Are we together? And by the time you observe the book of Acts, you observe the way to get people filled with the Holy Ghost is by putting your hands on their
on them. It could be on their head, it could be on their shoulder. Are we together? Are we together? We could hold hands together to get people filled with the Holy Ghost. But most times, it is by the laying on of hands on them. You put your hands on the head. So, we must not let technology reveal the faith. Paul could have decided to write to individuals, but he wrote to assemblies. Are we together? He wrote to assemblies. He wrote to corporate assemblies. So, in God's plan, God's, are we together? Is for assemblies. You know, I told you, I think that was 2023, I told you that, in 2023, that when God brought Israel out of Egypt, you will observe that God was not a particular thing. God addressed Israel together. You see Exodus chapter 6, from verse 11. Right from verse 1, verse 4, actually, but more to verse 11, Exodus 6. So, you see how God right from Exodus chapter 3, and then verse 14, into verse 20, into verse 24. With the addresses that God gave to Israel, he them corporately. Even what they were going to do, God gave Israel a corporate mission. God gave Israel a corporate identity. He gave them a corporate identity. He gave them a corporate mission. Are we there? It's almost like God did not recognize a single Israelite. Obviously, he did. But by the time we now go into Deuteronomy, you now see how Moses got very specific. But you observe that the address of God was always to the nation. It shows you this, that it is not really an individual that is called. It is a people. And as many as are in that assembly, as many as are among the people, then will also have what? Received the call. Do you get what I'm saying? So God calls a people. God saved a people. And as many as are found among the people are also saved. See, God's mission is not for somebody. God's mission is for a people. That's why you observe, even when he does something with somebody, check it very well. That work is going to a people. So God is a people God. He is a people God. That's why when you were saved, he took somebody for you to be saved. Someone prayed. Or someone preached. Many times, it's not the same person that prayed that preached. Sometimes, a case where it is 10 people that preached. Maybe it's the 10th person that harvested. There are a number of us that is, you people have preached to you many times before you now finally believed the last person that you believed. God works with you. He is a people God. So you can't be claiming to be growing in the character of that God, which is spiritual growth, and you despise God's. Spiritual development draws you closer to the people. There is no Christian that is growing spiritually that will be found in isolation.
Isolation is always a sign
of not being born again or not growing spiritually. Isolation. You are present with them. But you also observe that your presence is not a physical. Your presence is not just in dealing physically, it also has to do with commitment, involvement. You are involved physically with the assembly. That means I take direction from what God is leading the assembly to do. Many times, the reason why God's plans and purposes are not clear to you is because you are isolating yourself from the corporate plan. He leads a whole church, not a believer. So, from what he does with the church, members of the church now get clarity on what they should be doing. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? God leads assemblies. And he expects every Christian to be a part of the assembly. So, when you are in the assembly, you are also led with the others. How do I know what God wants me to do personally? By knowing what He wants the corporate assembly to do. My life, God's plan for my life, God's direction for my life, God's will for my life. Look at this. God has led us corporately. What He is leading us to do corporately, this is how it applies to me. That is how to find a personal leading. A personal leading is gotten from understanding of how a corporate mission applies to you. How does this corporate mission apply to my marital decisions? That is, how will my marital decision affect the corporate mission? That is God's leading for your marital decision. Job, career, place of residence, travel. Should I travel to this country? Should I travel to this city? Lord, where do you want me to stay? Either at the moment or extensively. There is no need to struggle. Solution. There is no need to struggle. The moment you are in a local assembly where God's word is properly taught, things of the Spirit are given expression, the lean of God's Spirit is prioritized, are we together? God's word is taught in truth, the work of the ministry is actively engaged, you are being fed, there is no need to struggle. Find out what the corporate plan is. In that corporate plan, how does it affect me? That is God's leading. A lot of toddling and toddling and toddling will not be necessary. Are we together? So you also observe that many times the leading of the Spirit can also be seasonal. There will be times when the leading of the Spirit does not permit you to do something. And after a while, you are now able to. Are we together? Because His leading in your life is not in isolation. It's connected with what they are saying. That's how God works. So, my personal leading is found in the assembly. God's word for me now is found in the assembly. What does God want me to focus on currently? He's found in the assembly. What am I expected to be studying in God's word? He's in the assembly. It is in the assembly that you know what to pray about. It is in the assembly that you know what to teach. What to study. Are we together? So you see, a whole lot of work has been made effective or possible. Or I don't want to use the word easier, but let me use the word easy. A whole lot of things has been made easy because of what God has put in the assembly. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? It's simple. So, you observe, the assembly looks like that earth.
God puts man. He creates the assembly, he puts you in it. So I want to function without the assembly. You struggle. So you start struggling. And then when I mean struggle, I'm not even saying that maybe you don't have money or you don't have natural things. I mean with respect to God's plan. So you start struggling with respect to God's plan. Struggling with prayer. You start struggling with understanding of the word. You are not stable. You see a Christian whose condition and position is not stable. It's not stable because you're not well fed. When you are not well fed, you can't be stable. You stagger. You will not have strength. You will not have energy. You are vulnerable. Any small wind sweeps you off your feet because you do not discern the assembly. Are we together? We've looked at text upon text upon text. We've said all this. Praise God. So look at this. He says, there I am in the midst of them. So we said, God is amongst us. Amen. God is amongst us. So we said, does it mean he is nowhere else? Why does he say, in the midst of them? Does that mean he is not elsewhere? Obviously, God is everywhere. Is omnipotent. Are we together? He sees everything. He knows everything. He sees everywhere. He knows everywhere. His presence feels everywhere, including the planets. Are we together? That man has not discovered. He is the Lord of the whole earth. Are we together? Are we together? His presence fills everywhere. So why then does he say, where two or three people are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them? We said, these two, three people refers to believers. Are we together? Today, men spirit. So when we are gathered together, don't forget we said in his name means he is the head of the meeting. So not as a family meeting, not as a society meeting, association, alumni, Christian meeting, is because we are gathered in his name. That is for his plans and purposes. It instructs the activities. It instructs the motive of a gathering. It instructs the activities in the gathering. It instructs everything that is done, how it is done. Last week, we spoke about the tone of the meeting. And we also spoke about the supernatural functions in the meeting. Are we together? So when it is in the midst of them, it has to do with a Christian meeting. A meeting where Jesus is Lord. In that meeting, money is not the discussion. As beautiful as moving the society is important, forward is important, it is not, we are not discussing nation building. You see some folks, they call Christian meeting, they discuss nation building. You are confused. There is nothing wrong with nation building. But that is not the church service. That is not the church service, for God's sake. In the church service, people are taught the word of God. And we pray that the mission of God's word will increase. We heal the sick. We minister the things of the Spirit. Are we together? I want to say we cast out devils. Well, let's keep that. Even though that's true also, we cast out devils. Are we there? So a Christian meeting is a meeting where he is Lord. He is not Lord because we said he is Lord. We practice his Lordship in that meeting. The meeting is to practice his Lordship. His mission. His work. His assignment. His plans. His purposes. Becomes the pursuit of that gathering. We are discussing evangelism.
We're talking about discipleship. We're talking about healing. We're talking about the power of God. We're teaching Christians how to be Christians. Are we together? In their homes, their career, their offices, their campuses, their neighborhood. We are teaching the word of God. The scriptures is Lord, not a human thought. In a Christian meeting, I'm not there to talk about Zig Ziglar. Are we together? That is not the time to start talking about Napoleon Hill. A Christian meeting. No! All. Elijah. Isaiah. Are we together? Those are God's spokesmen. Is it clear? Peter. Jesus. Are we there? So, it's not a meeting where we just sprinkle. Imagine in a teaching meeting, you have said many things. Now, even the Bible said, ah! Church meeting. Even the Bible said. So, what then are we speaking from? It's not a meeting for even the Bible said. No! The Bible is not treated as one of the sources of information. It is the source of information. The teaching meeting, we gather so that we can hear the word. Is it clear? Look at Nehemiah 8, everyone. To hear the word. That is the teaching service. Glory to God. To hear the word. In Nehemiah, that is the teaching service. Glory to God. Chapter 8. He says, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man. Are we together? One man. Look at it. One man is another way of saying in one accord. As one man. One accord means we all know why we came. Why we came. As one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they speak unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses. So is there a definite material? Yes. We are not talking from newspaper. Newspaper. Church service. No! It is not a businessman service. Is it clear? We are not here to teach business success. Business success. They're teaching business success, career success. No, that is not the Bible. It means that is not church service. Someone said the book of the law of Moses. That's it. Which the Lord had commanded what? To Israel. Look at verse 2, everyone. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation of both men and women. And all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. Why did he say all that could hear with understanding? Matured minds. Including children that can hear, that can be taught. Are we together? So children are here also. This is the church service we are reading. So look at what happens. And he led bearing where? The law. Before the water gate from morning until what? Midday. That's about 6 hours. A whole nation. That's what I was talking about this morning. He said it's 30 minutes. Bomb is already aching some people. You have changed positions like 50 times. Get strained. Tell your neighbor, say, get strained. Get strained. Praise God. Look at this. From morning till when? Midday. It's old time. Before the men and what? The women. And those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were what? unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon the pulpit of wood which they made. So pulpit of, was that a church service you are reading? Is that like a church service you are reading? Thank you. Look at this. And then he says, which he had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah and Shema, Ananiah, Urijah, Ilkai. He says, Messiah on his right hand, on the left hand, Pedaiah, Mashiah, Malkiah, Ashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people did what? Stood up. So the reverence. Thank you. In verse 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord and the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with what? Lifting up their heads. Can we see that? And what? And worship the Lord with their faces to the what? To the ground. Did you see that? Nobody was clapping. Ah! Yeah, we are clapping. Clap for Jesus. No. Are we together? The people stood up. As he blessed the name of the Lord, people said Amen. And they lifted up their hands. That means there was probably a singing. Are we together? Or a thanksgiving. Something like that. This is thanksgiving. And while they thank God, in other words, verse 6, Ezra blessed the Lord. That means they were ministering to the Lord. Are we together? Are we together? They were ministering to the Lord. Like you have in Acts 13. They ministered to the Lord. So as they minister to the Lord, you see reverence in ministration. There was deep reverence. As they minister to the Lord, it was reverence. The whole nation, look at me, including children. So they say, our kids, let's entertain our kids. They don't need entertainment. They spend the whole week being entertained. When children come into service, children also know how to revere the Lord. In fact, it is from that point we teach them how to walk in reverence. It is from that point that we show them that, hey, in church service is a time of reverence to the Lord. Yes. That's what I was talking to you, how I was trained, how I was brought up. Like that, reverence. Children know the reverence. They know. Say everyone who could understand. The children who say Amen, hands lifted up. With faces bowed. Sometimes you see people rolling. I was in a meeting and then someone was rolling. He just looked at his face. I almost knocked him. Because he know the word. So that one. You better roll too. If you don't roll for God, something will roll you. Praise God. Okay. But it's true. Hallelujah. So that's reverence. So nobody was saying, neighbor. With downstairs. Hey! So imagine. I just stand there and then, hey, bro, Sam will just come and do the dance step too. All the music team, everybody will just go crazy. No. Reverence. Sometimes you just say, let's entertain people. No. See, service is not your meeting. You don't determine what happens there. It's the word of God. Are we together? And if you have dance steps that you have learned, you keep it to you, the dance steps are, the day we need them. The day will come that we need the dance steps. But in the service, someone say, in the service, reverence. Someone say, in the service, reverence. So reverence is how we receive from God. Are we together? I heard about a little boy, a particular church, a church that I fellowship with also. And then I think it was a pastor. Yeah, I think one of the leaders of the pastor. I didn't quite get the message. I mean the information, but I think it's where I was. So I think the pastor just I don't know how. But the pastor was in a conversation with one of the kids. And then it was in the children's church. Yeah. The pastor was in the conversation with one of the kids at the children's church. And then someone was singing a particular song. You know this song, I don't know if you have heard 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You heard the song, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They said, I think someone was singing it also. And then, not in the service, not in the church, not in the service. Someone was singing it. So one of the kids, I think now, okay, yeah, it was a pastor that now called one of the kids in the children's church. And they asked him, say, do you know about this song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? So the kid now said, you don't know the song, because, so he said the kids were teaching. That's from children's church. So the child now taught the pastor. He said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then, so the kid was teaching the pastor. So by the time the kid was done, from children's church, teaching the pastor, the child now said, it's not praise and worship. Interestingly, the pastor had heard that in the praise and worship session. Not of the same church, but I mean somewhere else. So it was just, what's this song? So it was the kid of the children's church that was not telling the pastor that, you don't know this song. This song is a very popular song. He now taught the pastor and then now said, but it's not a worship song. People just sing it. No, it's not a worship song now. Now, that is a kid that has learned reverence. Are we together? So children can know what reverence is if we teach them. Someone said yesterday that it is children that are not taught to be accountable for their actions that become adults that feel that whatsoever they do, nothing is wrong with it. It's the same thing. It is children that are not taught reverence that when they grow up into adults and they have that privilege of influence or responsibility, they bring in all manner of things into the church. It's not about what will entertain people, what will make people to like the services. It's about what honors God. Ezekiel Church. It's about what honors God. So look at that text again. It says in verse 9, Nehemiah, it is, which is the Tashata, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God, mourn not, weep nor weep. For all the people wept, it says, when they had heard the words of the Lord. Then said he unto them, go your way, eat the fat, the drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Are we together? Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be grieved. And all the people went their way to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of the people, the priests, the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord commanded Moses. It says that the children of Israel should dwell in the booths in the feast of the 7th month. When you read verse 15, 16, 17, it says in verse 18, and all the congregation of them which will come again out of captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the day of Joshua, the son of Nun, it says, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was great gladness. And also, day by day, from the first day unto the last, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the 8th day, a solemn assembly, according unto the manner. So it became a generational practice. Where did they get the direction from? The law. And no Israelite said, this does not concern me. No Israelite said so. God gives a corporate instruction. You'll find your instruction in the corporate instruction. And that is what church membership is. So church meetings carries that tone. Ezekiel Church, where two or three are gathered, head of the meeting. He is the head of the meeting. We also said the meeting is supernatural. I told you from Genesis 28 that the supernatural has to do with recognition or demands a recognition to bless you. The supernatural requires recognition to bless you. If you do not recognize what is supernatural, it will not bless you. We saw that from Genesis already. So, the supernatural can be around and I am not blessed because of my perception. I showed you how we see meetings, how we treat meetings, how we treat the people in the meetings is the way we are going to receive. So, Christian meetings are supernatural. We said that also. They are supernatural. I told you last week, I said, God instructs meetings, right? He instituted and institutes meetings today still. He leads meetings. He works with meetings. He instructs meetings. Through meetings. He walks through meetings. Are we together? And he expects me to treat the gatherings the same way he does. Is it clear? At 12 years, I saw Jesus, and look at this, he is not enjoying God alone in the temple. 12 years old. In the temple. 12 years old. You 12 years time in the Jewish custom, when a child begins to learn a particular trade, are we together? That's the Jewish custom. At the age of 12, by 12 years or a little bit after, a child should have already been concluded by the parent that, oh, this is the path that this child is following. So Jesus being found, Luke recording Jesus, because Luke really focused on how discipleship happened in Jesus' ministry. That was his focus. He gave a very detailed, what's it called, Jesus' humanity and all that, because of the person he was writing to was Theophilus. Are we together? So, we find for him to have recorded Jesus at 12 in the temple, he was being deliberate. He was being deliberate. Side by side with Samuel. Because historically, it is believed that he was at the age of 12 that the word of the Lord came to Samuel also in the temple when Eli put him through. So literally, if our word Luke wanted us to see, he wanted us to see Jesus and see Samuel and show us, because that's why he used the same language that was used for Samuel, he uses it for Jesus, how the child grew in the wisdom of God and kept his consecration. For Samuel, he said he kept his effort, and he did that exactly with Jesus also. So Luke was trying to make us to see that Jesus and Samuel had similarities. He grew up spiritually, just like Samuel also grew up spiritually. Are we together? Are we together? So, by recording him at 12 in the temple, he was showing us that he had already mastered and responded to it early. So, we observed Jesus in the temple, and he wasn't enjoying God himself. You know, there are some Christians saying, enjoy God. I just want to enjoy God. And many times you just want to be, you don't want anybody to hold you accountable. Is it clear? Is it clear? Is it clear? Enjoying God alone. He got into gatherings. Jesus was found where? In the gathering. And it wasn't just any old gathering. You know, there are different types of gatherings. Is it not about gathering? Is it not about gathering? It's not about just gathering. Did you notice that Jesus had options of gathering? Where did Mary search for him first? Amongst his peers. He wasn't there. What does amongst his peers imply to us? What appeals to you? Because of your age bracket, what appeals to you? Because of your profession, what appeals to you? Look at this. This is what appeals to people of this age bracket. He is not found there. So he is found midst of, are we together? The teachers of the law. Teachers. He is found in the midst of teachers. So he is learning God's word. He is found asking questions. And he was receiving what? Answers. So he was being taught the word of God. So at 12, he already knew what the temple is for. So you now observe at 30. Are you with me? At 30, he will now go into the what? Temple. And turn the tables of what? Academic seminars. Bah! In the church. So, academic symposium. Bah! Single summit. Bah! He turns away all their tables. Then he says, written, my house shall be called what? A house of prayer for all nations. He had learned it since 12 years old. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's developed, he will not derail. Proverbs 22:6. Are you with me? So Christians are not trained. Usually, it's the Christians that are not trained that become hardened fish. You know, Ejagbigbe. There are a lot of Ejagbigbe in the church. They will cause you trouble. They will cause you trouble. You are going to observe that those that gave Jesus trouble most in his ministry were adults. They were adults. This not Jesus. His father not. We know his brother. And yeah, they were born there. Those guys are running about. They're just carrying tire. You know, is that not Jesus that was wearing tire that day? That is like that. I almost fell down around the rock. Call his mother. I was crying. He's the one. He's the one saying that he's the bread. He didn't believe him. If you were the one, will you believe him? Praise God. Was you, would they believe you too? Amen. Some of us are struggling with our family members. I'm going for camp meeting. Which camp? I'm causing the meeting. Jesus had the same thing. Are we together? And then when you come, Pastor, they don't believe me. Do you believe yourself too? Oh, believe our Lord, simply have it. Amen. So look at this. He is already there. So he does not go to what appeals to his peers. He goes to where the word of God is what will be fed him. Because look at this. He knew he was. You the work ahead. See, identity will make you to be found in the right place. Identity. Having a strong sense of identity, which is what the Pauline prayers are focused on, you will be found in that. Sometimes people will now be like, how are you doing this? Identity, it takes care of a lot of things. I would think some is a stronger source of identity. It makes you stronger than some temptations. Identity. Things won't tempt you. What? It's identity. His identity. Some things won't tempt you. Some things will not pressure you. Some things will just not move you. Others are running after gravity, after churches are saying this is what is working. Churches say, what is working now? What is working? This is what is working. This is what is working. Let's do what is working. Let's go after what is working. No. Be that Christian. Be that preacher. Be that shepherd. Be that cell. Be that local assembly. Be that ministry. That's because of your consecration to the Word of God. You are consecrated to what the Word says. And you will not change it. No matter what. No matter what. You won't give excuses. You won't change it. You will remain that reliable, recommended vessel. So, after people have gone around, and said, this guy is, this is God's recommendation. This is God. So, Jesus does not go to fellowship with what appeals. You know, sometimes we give excuses for people. This is what young people need. This is what young people want. It's not about what young people want. They need Jesus. They need the wisdom of God. Are we together? They need questions answered through the teaching and pray. They need to be led. Are we together? They need to be taught. They need to be shown what is possible. They need to be shown that you can be on campus and lead cells. They need to be shown that you can be in secondary school and be a soul winner. They need to be shown that you can be a minister of the gospel while on campus. And after you have graduated, years after you have graduated, you are still consistent. Are we together? They need to be shown. They need to see that it's possible to be a healing minister and be a medical doctor. They need to be shown. Is it clear? That it's possible to be a lecturer in the university. And you are also a pastor in the churches. They need to be shown that you can be a businessman and be a faithful Christian. You can be in the politics and be a faithful Christian. To be shown, one man can't show them all. It will be many men that will show those diversities. Is it clear? Is it clear? So God is using you. Are we together? Faithfulness, God is using it to show another what. Amen. So he doesn't go in the direction of what appeals to his peers. He doesn't go after the taste of his age bracket. He goes to the congregation where the word is taught. He goes there. He is also enjoying God alone in his room. He was found right there with the teachers. Very instructive at the age of 12. After 40 days, he goes again into a gathering. In Luke chapter 4, he says he goes into the synagogue. He says, as his custom was. Are we together? To read the law. Amen. In Luke chapter 5, after gatherings, that is Jesus. He fellowship with gatherings. In Luke 10, he is found in the house of Mary and Martha. Again, we see him in the house of Zacchaeus. Gatherings. Again, we see him in the gatherings with some Pharisees, where Mary came around with the alabaster box. He assembles. He creates gatherings for people to hear the word and be healed. In Luke 5 verse 7, he was in a gathering. He was teaching. The Bible says the power of God was present to heal. Luke 19, gatherings. In Matthew 21, from verse 10, he gathered men. He was found in gatherings. Are we together, church? So God is a God of gatherings. You cannot be isolated. Not just anyhow gathering. You must be intelligent to also distinguish gatherings from gatherings. Is it clear? I told someone, I said, he's traveling abroad. I said, what's your plan? He has plan for money making. He has plan for career. He has plan for family. He told me, oh, that's why, you know, I got married and then I'm going to go and then I'll do this. And after that, I plan to do this and then bring this person over and then able to do this. Everything well structured. I said, okay, what's your plan? The local church to attend. He was dumb. That's a carnal believer. You're carnal. Worldly, right? You're worldly. You're worldly. No plan. No plan. No plan for spiritual growth. I will stream service with fire. Are we together? Are we together? God wants gatherings. 1 Samuel 10, verse 1 to 6, we see a gathering, what it does. So, I begin to close here. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel. Are you in 1 Samuel? Chapter 10. Saul, Samuel, and the prophet. Are you there? You learning the word? Are you learning the word? Yes, sir. Or am I the one learning? Where is God? Are you teaching the word? Alright. 1 Samuel 10. Then Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head, kissed him, and said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Now, should I say it or not? Well, this is not a question, okay? Because it doesn't make sense grammatically, right? So, he's saying that it is because. Is it clear? Someone said, what of question mark? The question mark was because of the italics. Both are not added by translators. Most were added by translators, rather. So, he does that. Then he says, it is because. Is it clear? It is because the Lord had anointed him. Now, verse 2. When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, the artist which thou wentest to seek her, to seek are found. And lo, thy father had left the care of the asses, and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? He thought he was lost or dead. Verse 3. Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor. Now these are words of knowledge, words of wisdom. Is it clear? To tell him a sequence of events. Then it says, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God, to Bethel, one carrying three kids. I wonder who was carrying them. And another carrying three loaves. Now, it's not three children, no. Are we together? Those were animals, so are we together? Alright. Loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of what? Of wine. That means they were going to perform what? Sacrifice. Are we together? Sacrifice. So, he says they were going to go to Bethel. Don't forget Bethel. Don't forget Bethel. Who called it Bethel? Jacob. That was loose, right? Thank you. So look at verse 4. He says, and they will salute thee and give thee 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou hast come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, prophets, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall what? Prophesy. A company of prophets. Is that a gathering? Is that an assembly? Thank you. Verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them. Notice that this was going to happen when he gets into the gathering. Are we together? This was going to happen, or it wasn't going to happen, until we get into the gathering. He says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them. So the Spirit does not come upon him until he comes into the company of people that had the Spirit already upon them. Are we together? So look at this. Many times, God waits for you to come into a gathering for something working in that gathering to start working in your life. There is something you need to work in your life. There are things that you need to become operative in your life. But look at this. God waits for you to get into what? The garden. So he puts his gift for your life, his plans for your life, the workings of his Spirit for your life, and it is not given to you in your personal closet. And it is for your life. It is his plan. This is not something that you just accidentally rubs on you. No, it is for you. It is meant for you. He has designed it for you. But look at this. He waits for you to descend gatherings and get into them to receive them, because he puts those things in gatherings. So look at this. Thou shalt prophesy. Notice it says with them. So imagine you stream this one. Did you get it? Imagine you live stream this one. Will you get the information? Will you get the information? If you live stream this, would you have had the information? If you live stream a service, will you get the information? Will you get the impartation? No. What is the impartation? The impartation is the working of God's grace for you to function in what you got as information. So in the meeting, there is information, there is what? Impartation. If all you do is stream, you get the what? Information. You do not get the impartation. Do you get it? That means, I told you, there's an ingredient in the meeting, right? That ingredient is what? Fellowship. Look at this. That means attached to fellowship. Is it clear? Coming through fellowship. Are we there? Is the grace of God. Fellowship. Fellowship. So there are impartations, deposits of the things of God, which is meant for you, for your journey, for your ministry. It is synchronized for you, but it is not available outside the meeting. The Lord waits for me to get into meetings, then I partake of it. Christian meetings. You shall prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man. That is what impartations do. Impartations turns you into another man. It transforms you. You shall be transformed. You will be emboldened. You will become a bold man. You begin to have the things of the Spirit function in your life more than before. You can have an information. You can have an information. And look at this. When you have an information, you can say it. So you can have an information, but you don't have the grace to teach it. So you can write information down. I know the explanation of the text, but you don't have the grace to teach it. So that shows that you can have knowledge. Are you with me? But you need an ingredient to raise men whose lives, are we together, demonstrate that knowledge. Those are things you get in meetings. You get in meetings. So let it be when these signs are common to you. So meetings are a place of signs. Signs. And thou do as the occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee, and offer, he said, to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace and offerings. Look at this. You will observe, now, he says, let's just read on a bit, I'll say that. And it was so, that when he was turned, when he had turned his back, he says to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, the company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass that when all that knew him before time saw him, behold, they prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that is come upon the son of Kish? He saw also among the prophets. And one of the same places answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore, became a proverb. He saw also among the prophets. Look at this. It means what works on pastor begins to work in my life the same way. Because I was physically present. Because I was physically there. The teaching grace, what people call the teaching anointing, wrought of the workings of God's Spirit in boldness, in utterances, in revelation, hard up in ministry, ability to take a stand in the midst of contrary winds. Are we together? These are graces that is given to men through association. Association. So being in, are we together? Helps you to receive those equipments for your walk in the work of God. Glory to God forevermore. In a gathering, so the Spirit of God comes upon him. It sounds like tarrying the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Whatever had moved any one of them away, whether they want to catch fish, or they want to bury their father, or they want to take permission from their family, or the wife just born baby, or he wants to go out, whatever would have moved any one of them out of that gathering, the person will not function in what we see in Acts 2:4. And the things of the Spirit are like that. Is the ticket. Were you there when it was happening? That's the ticket. If you weren't there, you come back next time. If that kind of meeting ever holds. So some people spend 30 years looking for what they missed in a single session of service. So people would have planned and said, I will come at this session. I will not come at this session. I will come at this session. I will not come at this session. I will show up in this session. You are just playing with
cane. Sugar cane. Sugar cane. Sugar cane. You know sugar cane that used to trap a monkey. That's give sugar cane. Convenience. Are we together? So a meeting like our meeting, see, I'll be in all the sessions. That's just it. There are things for you. Are we together? Packages for you. Is it clear? That if we're ever going to serve God effectively, it's for you. Praise God. So, meetings are supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meetings are what? They are like that. Church services, special meetings, prayer meetings. They are like that. You can't get it. You can't get it online. It can't be transferred. You have to be there. Praise God. You have to be there. You have to be there. Let me add another one. In front. You have to be active. Amen. It's like you are sharing food. Eh? That's out of the bank. Ah! Maybe someone is bringing food for you after. If you are far. Amen. You go for it. Say, I go for it. It's supernatural. So expect the supernatural to happen in services. At camp meeting, expect the supernatural. It's a place of supernatural experiences. I told you the book was a book of supernatural experiences, also a book of gatherings. You see those two things replete through the book of Acts. Everywhere, gathering, 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 everywhere, experience, 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 experience. And the experiences were in the gatherings. The experiences that were in isolation led to gatherings. The experiences in gatherings led to more gatherings. Is it clear? And Cornelius, personal experience. Peter at the rooftop, personal experience. It led to gathering. Bless more lives that were not in the experience. Did you see that? Gatherings. So, in gatherings, we are able to put together the things of the Spirit for the benefit of all. So, when we gather church, it's a place of supernatural activities. It's also a place for supernatural experiences. The supernatural activities lead to supernatural experiences. But the reason why we have supernatural activities, God, that are supernatural people. So the supernatural people carries out supernatural activities, then we have supernatural words, experiences. So what do I do in meetings? I come to receive. I come to give and receive. Mark 16, don't forget, we said the believer is supernatural. We said the supernatural is what we all have in common. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, we took time on that text already. We said all have utterances, all have a psalm, all have a tongue, all have a doctrine, an exhortation by the Spirit, word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. That is the doctrine there. All have the word of wisdom. Is it clear? All have power gifts. All have the gifts of the Spirit to give and to receive. All have revelation gifts to give and to receive. By these gifts, supernatural is given and received. Supernatural boldness. You must look at what has brought your ministry to the point where it is now. Are we together? And keep doing what works. Ezekiel Church, you keep doing what works. There is corporate prayers, and we have corporate progress in the faith as well as the giving and receiving. In 1 Corinthians 11 and then in 17, Paul communicates knowledge in rebuking the church at Corinth.
He corrects them in 1 Corinthians 11 and then verse 17. He says, "Now indeed I declare unto you, I praise you not, that when you come together, it is not for the better but for the worse." In other words, meetings are meant to make us better. Say, "I've come to be better. I've come to make progress." So Christian meetings are designed of God. They are called of God. They are also used of God to make us to make progress in the faith, to make progress in the work of the ministry, to make progress in the plans and the purposes of God, and for others to make progress through you and I. In those meetings, like we see in Acts 19, 17, thereabout, ministries are received in those meetings. In 2 Timothy 1 and 6, 1 Timothy 4 and 14, ministries are received in those meetings. In Acts 6, ministries are received in those meetings. In Acts 13, verse 1 to 5, ministries are received and strengthened in those meetings. Callings and giftings of God are stirred up.
Hallelujah.
As new ones are received, more is stirred up. Are we together? Ministry that has been dropped are picked up again. Hallelujah. Where passion has been lost, the burning of God's Spirit through fresh fire burns in those areas of your life. In your heart, you pick up a new prayer life. Glory to God. You pick up a new prayer life. You pick up a new study life. You pick up a mission to reach out to the world. You pick up leadership, roles, spirits. Hallelujah. Leadership attitude. Leadership graces. That's the word. Leadership graces. You pick up a leadership spirit. You pick up a leadership grace. Are we together, church? In those meetings. So in the meeting, we receive the supernatural. Our stewardship is made much more effective. That's why churches must not replace what should happen in meetings with form, entertainment, and seek out friendly approaches. No. Keep it hot. Hallelujah. Keep it tedious. Hallelujah. Keep it refined. Are we together? Keep it pure. Is it clear? Keep it original. This is what is available in the services. People must know what is available, what is possible, because there are possibilities. Of the power gifts, the sick are healed, and the healers, the gifts of God, is further stirred up in them. Are we together? The gifts of healing is stirred up in the believer. Stirred up. Amen. The workings of miracles. You leave the meeting, you go minister God's power to the sick. You just see that the sick are getting much more healed, much more effectively healed, instantly healed. Are we together? Cases, situations that you've been believing God to have a breakthrough in healing those kind of sickness, those kind of meetings, you are able to minister healing to those situations. Is it clear, church? So I come to take from the gatherings what must go into my private moments, which will now be churned up and fanned to flame back for the gatherings. Is it clear? I come to take from the gatherings what must go into my private moments, what I would churn and turn and stir up and fan to flame in the private moments, to now get back into the gatherings for a more effective ministry. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Ministries are pronounced, made much more amplified in these meetings. It happens via the gathering of believers because God works with them. The manifestation of the Spirit. Diversities of manifestations. They are signs and wonders. They are wild expressions of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. highest expressions. They are, the gift of faith is in operation where you dare to do the impossible in meetings like this. So I ought to look out for such meetings. Carry discipleship to one of them. Amen. I remember about Carry Camp meeting. Are we together? I remember I attended Carry Camp meeting sometimes. That was 2013. Are we together? Carry Camp meeting 2013. I was there. And I had some weird experiences for the first time. I remember 14 at Yab. So that was another kind of meeting I was in. And in that meeting, the man of God, Pastor Chris, amen. He just said, God, I mean, we had come from all of my friends. We came from the University of Badu, Yaba Tech, you know, and then we had slept in a classroom. We slept in the classroom somewhere in the open. I think mosquitoes must have had a Passover night. I mean, we already got in a little bit later, so we had to stay back there. You know, we got into the session, obviously, but we didn't know anything about accommodation. We didn't plan accommodation and all of that. So we had to look for a class, a slate. We just put up our shirt, you know, hung it somewhere, and then put our bag as a headrest, a pillow. And then we lie there. Early in the morning, we had gone into the services early. And had stepped onto the podium, head on the mic. He said, I can see some young folks from university. My God. From outside, terrified. I didn't know how I got to the front. Maybe I flew, or I disappeared, or I ran. I just find myself at the front. And then Pastor just began to prophesy. He began to prophesy. It was like though he focused that entire morning session on us. He kept on prophesying. He gave instructions. He laid hands on me multiple times. I got up again and said, bring the ball. That was moments of impartation. You cannot stream that online. You can't stream it. I remember I got back to UI. No. Then we embarked on this secondary school. We got several filled with the Holy Ghost. With demons casted out. We casted our demons out. We almost became casted out ourselves. Tangible presence, tangible power, tangible workings of God's Spirit, gotten through the laying on of hands, physical proximity to the vessel of God. Are we together? You don't just come to meetings to hear things, you also come to catch. Because things that cannot be taught, they can only be caught. In a Christian meeting, some things are taught to you, some other things are what? Are caught. So we went into that. And we are we together? I remember subsequent meetings. There was a meeting like that. I was present at Ikeru in December 2020. Was it 2013? It was 2013. Charismatic ministry. I remember that night. Pastor called me, says, come here. As I went, was it 2013? Yeah, 2017 was another scenario. It was 2013. Because I remember 2017 also vividly. Are we together? And then he says, come. As Pastor laid hands on me, he said, I'm putting something that in 20 years you will still be understanding as it will love. See, those are defining moments. We also know that the gifts of God are actually with men. Are we together? And Christian meetings offer that privilege, opportunity to actually take of the grace. I tell you something, that when hands are laid on you, do you know how it works? When hands are laid, is the wisdom of God to communicate to you in 3 seconds what it took 30 years to get for another man. It's released, communicated. Obviously, you see, by the meaning of events, you ought to walk in close proximity to the one that are laid hands on you. Are we together? So you can see how those things work, and then through association, you can function maximally in what has been deposited. But I tell you about truth, physical meetings is how God's plan makes progress. You got to be there. And you have to be there early. You have to be there as instructed. How, as instructed. You are there as it has been instructed. Is it clear? So I ought to look out for the things of the Spirit. I ought to look out. No Christian grows better than the kind of meetings that he attends. No Christian on earth has ever gotten stronger than the kind of meetings he has attended. Ezekiel Church, Christian meetings, they are for me. Are we together? The meetings of Christians turns us into what we have already become in Christ. Is it clear? It makes us to walk in who we are. It makes us to walk in the realities of what is ours. Is it clear, church? As we prepare, Christ's discipleship community, 2025, we look forward to receiving. Is it clear? We look forward to being filled. We look forward to giving and receiving. I look forward to receiving directly. In fact, one of the preparations towards the meeting, start calling the meeting what it will be for you. You start calling it. For me, I'm going to receive manifold of the graces of God. Yes. So myself, that one of the things that camp meeting is going to be for me is that I'm going to receive the grace to teach all kinds of men. Because for me, it's a meeting that brings in a wider, stream of kinds of people to be taught. People from different backgrounds, even different from the people we're used to teaching in the church. I don't know what background that might be. But I mean, it's a wider meeting because all sorts of people are attending, even people that have not been in our services before. Are we together, church? So I said, I will take in that grace. As I teach those people, I am receiving a ministry to people with those kind of ideologies, to raise multitudes of disciples from people with those kind of ideologies. Are we together? We have atheists in the service. Come, is it clear? We have people with all manners of experiences and backgrounds in the camp meeting. Oh, they are welcome. Are we together? Then I in the grace of God to have a robust ministry, a teaching ministry to those kinds of people that after the meeting and beyond, I'm able to raise massive amounts of disciples from people with that kind of ideology. And even if that one person of those kind of people that are in camp meeting, then I use that fellow as a point of contact to reach 501,000 people like you. Is it? That is one of what the meeting is for me. And Ezekiel Church is going to be a moment of the teaching grace in all of our workers and all of our members. The teaching grace comes upon you more. You just find it effortless to bring other people into the knowledge of God's plan for their life. You are able to resolve identity issues much more effectively around you. Then your ministry, doors are open to it, especially among your family and friends and siblings and colleagues, people that are already have a natural link to you that might seem to be, demonstrating some familiarity towards you. Ministry doors opened up there, and many more. So I call what camp meeting will be. I call it Ezekiel Church. It is a supernatural meeting. Supernatural meeting. Why? Because church meetings are. I close here. Are we together? In Luke 24:49, look at what he says. In Luke 24:49, he says, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem." He instructs them together, and he instructs them to stay together. In John 20. Right from verse 22 and 23, he says, "As the Father has sent me, so sent are you." He says, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And I've spoken to you from that text severally. The word "receive" there is the word "lambado." It's an active word. It means you do something to get. It's something you do something to participate in. If this is going to happen, it's going to be predicated on something you did. Are we together? Now, you're what brought the supply, but you have to do something to lay hold on the supply. That is lambano. It means to take hold on the supply and put to use. Are we together? So he says, receive the Spirit. Receive the Spirit. Lambano. To take. I give you a task. I give you a walk. I say, let's say, for example, like Paul would say, follow that work. So let's say I give you some crops, then maybe some herbs or some vegetables or some crops, then or maybe some plants in the nursery form. And I said, what are these plants? Are we together? And they are going to grow. What are the plants? And they are going to bring forth the fruit that you want. Amen. You know, if you don't water the plants, you won't see the fruit. Even if I make a tank of water available to you, right? Lambano is to do what it takes to get it. To do what has been instructed in God's word to get it. So do I pray to get it? Prayer will be lambano. Are we together? To participate in the activities that makes you to partake. Are we together? In the blessedness. In the resources. In the provision. To carry out the activities that ensures you experience what you are told to experience. That is lambano. So it's an active word. It's an activity. That means activities will emanate from you. In order to lay all promised. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. So in a Christian meeting, how do I lambano? How? By acting on instructions. So in meeting, I have ears for instructions. To pray. I don't while away time. I pray. And I pray first. When I'm told to minister the things of the Spirit. I don't look like an unlearned fellow. I go ahead and I minister it. Is it clear? I minister it. If we are told 10 times to minister the things of the Spirit, I go ahead and minister it. If I'm told to lay hands, I go ahead, I lay hands. Is it clear? Singing, ministering to the Lord, because I recognize I am not worshipping myself, but the Lord, I get busy with it. I minister to the Lord effectively. That is lambano. Lambano is to take instructions. Just like he told Samuel to do. The guy followed the instructions. And the professor. He was transformed. He was transformed. Hands will be laid on me. I will receive. Christian meetings transform people. I saw someone was on the media. He was mocking at a particular meeting. He said, that what's all these things of folly? What's all these things of folly? So I took him up. By the time I was done, he acknowledged. Amen. Yeah. It's not really about the falling down. Are we together? It's the transformation that happens to you when you get up. Is it clear? Yeah. What is it about falling? I said God makes people to fall down. If I didn't even put it that way, I said God makes people to fall down. I wanted to get his attention. I said God actually makes people to fall down. He said, hey, so what? I said, if you want to know what happens to people when they fall, go and ask Saul of Tarsus. Go and ask Saul of Tarsus. Are we together? He fell down and 14 books came out. I like that kind of fall. Are we together? And hundreds of churches were being planted. I like that kind of falling. Is it clear? Fall into temptation. You can also I prefer to fall under the power. Is it clear? Is it clear? Walk in victory afterward. Is it clear, church? Is it clear? Is it clear, church? I prefer to fall under the power. So I don't say things like, who said, if it touch me, I will not fall. I say, you're right. You will never fall. You won't fall. You won't fall. The reason why you don't fall is because you said you will not fall. Are we together? Because God's power will not force itself upon you. You won't fall. I said, you won't fall. Then I will never fall under the power. You think we are joking here? You think we are joking here? Then I will never fall under the power. You have rightly said, you will not fall. On him, not by hands were laid on him, and he did not fall. You won't fall. you will not receive. Such a person, you don't need to tell you he's not intelligent about the things of God. You think it's about the falling away? No. It's about what is transferred. It's a transference meeting. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. So he says receive. Now, obviously, if you look at that word receive, you will observe that the receiving there, I checked the Greeks. And then just like many other words in the New Testament book, the word receive actually occurred in a present continuous tense. So when Jesus told them, receive ye the Spirit, actually read as what? Keep receiving what? The Spirit. Keep taking of the Spirit. I told you, receive the Spirit in that text is not referring to salvation. It means to take of the Spirit to use. Keep taking of the Spirit. Are we together? It. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall keep receiving power. I told you before that many instructions in the New Testament books are actually occurring in the words present continuous tense. Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord. You know, you can't say, I was strong in the Lord. It's a present what? Continuous tense. Did you get it? Did you get it? You can't say, I have been strong in the Lord now. So today, I don't. Is a present continuous instruction. Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Are we together? 2 Timothy 2:1. Be strong in the Lord. In the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Are we together? That is, keep being strong. Keep being strong. Then it says, take on the armor of God. The whole armor of God. Take or put on the whole armor of God. Now that's tautology. When you say the whole armor, armor is already whole. Is it clear? So put on the armor of God. Are we there? The armor of God. That is, keep putting on the armor of God. Keep it on. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, but Spirit. It's not a one time thing. That is, keep being filled with Spirit. Keep being filled with the Spirit. When you have instruction that says walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit. You know, you can't say, I am walked in the Spirit, I don't need to walk in the Spirit again. It's a continuous thing, right? So walk in the Spirit is keep walking in the Spirit. You will what? The desires of the flesh. Keep walking in the Spirit. Galatians 5. Keep walking in the Spirit. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, is a present continuous tense, is a continuous action. In other words, yesterday's activity does not cover up for today's activities. It only ensures it. Yesterday's activities does not cover up for today's activities. It only ensures. Yesterday's activities only ensures I'm at a position where I can easily carry on with today's activities. But it does not make up for it. I must keep at it. So I must keep receiving. So I was in church yesterday. Doesn't mean I shouldn't be today. I keep showing up. I told you that Christians, they are no experts with the things of the Spirit. But they are only consistent Christians. Is it clear? Is it clear? I remember a meeting like that I attended some years ago. At the meeting, we had prayed for several hours. We prayed for 24 hours. I kind of felt unlucky because that was the first time a 12 hour prayer became 24. And it was the first time I was attending. The people that invited me and prepared me towards the meeting told me 12 hours. So I was like, I had to go to Chapel Field, you ready of Badon? We had 12 hours. I was for 12 hours. I didn't know what it meant when the pastor came around and said, this year, we're going. When he said, And the way the pastor talked, he said, "Praise God! I was you know, they shout like army. Ha! I feel like, ha! Yes, I'm in the right place. We're going to double up. He said, yeah. He said, we're double. Not that he was walking. We're doubling up. I said, yeah, we're doubling up. He said, everyone, we're doubling up this year. We're doubling up. More power. Everyone said, yeah, muscles. More power. But it was, then he was done with all the more. I just said, that means this year. We are praying till this time tomorrow. 24 hours. Of your because I have new strength. I have new strength. Did I even say that the 24 hours did not start when we started praying? It is starting by the time King Ogwilei. But we prayed it. It was the first time I stood on my feet. No kneeling, no sitting, no bending. For 24 hours. We spoke in tongues. Tongues finished. New ones came. That new one too finished. Then when you walk around, you just walk around like this. Walk around. You just become supervisor. We became compulsory supervisor. No, there's no, you need no interview. Just employ your supervisor. You look at 24 hours. By 9 hours, all of our sets were finished. We are going to 24. That was our pastor. I just had somebody speaking in tongues. Morogo in Yoruba is I'm in trouble. I actually think it is genuine tongues. But that was what he was saying. Morogo. You start observing all sorts of things. Are we together? But we prayed through. It was in that meeting that I said, the man of God now called me and said, what I'm putting in you now, in 20 years, you will still be unraveling it. That meeting is what best said what we are doing now. Are we together, church? Are we together, church? That is meetings. You observe that meetings are inside meetings that you will never discover because you were absent. The meeting of Paul all throughout the churches. Acts 19, Acts 13, meetings at Berea, meetings before the chiefs, meeting before the elders, meeting with the churches. We're all inside his meeting with Ananias. They were all inside. So that's how things of God works. Things are inside, things that are inside, things that are inside. Ezekiel church. So it's supernatural. It's supernatural. So yesterday's meeting, last year's meeting, does not make inconsistency. Are we together? Inconsistency. I discover what God has for me. So Acts 2:1, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Right? Did you observe they were filled again in Acts 4? They were filled again. So they knew the instruction is not be filled. Keep being filled or keep receiving power. Acts 1:8. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. It wasn't the one time thing. So in Acts 6, they were filled again. They were filled again. By Acts 8, are we together? Philip now sent forth. They now got people filled again. What about Paul? In Acts 9, he was filled with Ananias. By Acts 13, he was filled again. The guy he told, be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians. Observe, he had gotten them filled in Acts 19. When he made the church at Ephesus. Are we together? So, it is not a one-time thing. You keep at it. That means in different sessions of the meeting, we keep being filled. We keep being filled. So our meetings are supernatural. Is it clear, church? See, I recognize meetings. Recognize meetings. That they are supernatural. You know, last week, I told us to have, sit down, we're closing though, but I told us to have a recognition of who we are, right? Right? I spoke about the ministry of believers to one another in the meeting. I must also have a supernatural recognition of where I am. I am where the Lord is. So I don't place my attention on what it ought not to be. That means one of the things I must work on in the meeting is my focus. That is why we say in church services, put your phones away. Is it clear? It's for focus. Is it clear, church? What else do we say? In church services, don't gist. It's for focus. Because you know where you are. Then there's, oh, there's no walking about. Don't loiter about in the service. Let's be focused. Say, God needs my attention. Say, to bless me. And for me to bless others, God needs my attention. So for me to be blessed, and for others to be blessed through me, God needs my attention. So don't put your attention on yourself. Put it on the meeting. Keep your attention on what is available. Don't put your attention on the sound. They work on the sound though. Some people, when there's no keyboard again, they can't receive again. Some people, when the light goes off, some people, when the sound goes off and the mic is not working, what they are hearing is not genuine. No. My attention is on what is available. Say, direction is available. That meeting with areas of your life that you need direction for. I remember I was in a meeting with pastor. That was last month. No, this month actually. This is February. I was in a meeting. Certain areas that I was needing direction for, ministry wise. And I don't mention it to him in person. I just wanted to hear him talk. About four different areas. And I'd written them somewhere. And I don't mention it to him. But I just wanted to hear him talk. I was actually looking forward to that meeting to get direction. So I didn't mention it ahead. I was looking forward to that meeting. Because I know pastor will be talking. So I wanted him to talk. And I remember through in and out the times when I sat and then was talking. I just got areas. I knew what to do in all the four areas, and they were major areas, and they had to do with church ministry. Maybe one area, my own personal self. And I just, so come with areas you need direction for, and open yourself up to do whatever God sees. I do say something. I say, when God says that, when He speaks, you will do it, you will talk more. Is that you will not do it, you will not see anything. You won't get direction. See, I'm open for some. Are we together, church? So don't place your attention on the wrong things. Don't place your attention on the venue. Say, why is the venue hot? Why is the venue hot? Oh, and then you are angry. Someone we attended meeting together some years ago. The venue was angry at the toilet. I mean, can't you just see that the people that are doing you, they have jibbed? The people that are doing you, they have, what's it called? What's the thing that you drink that will not make you to sleep? Fearless. They have drunk fearless. The people that are doing you, they have drunk fearless. Their eyes are wide awake. They are observing you. Praise God. Can't you see that this is the work of Satan? Amen. Imagine after the whole thing, the devil just tell another devil, oh, suffering now. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I come to another demon and say, I told you now. And the other demon is saying, you got a deal. You got a, you're mad that boy, pow, I told you, Baba. I'm together. You see, when your attention is in the wrong thing, how can your attention be on the toilet? Say, look at the toilet. Look at we are carrying there and wash it now. Wash it. Get buckets of water and wash. and smile at it after. The attention is back, amen. because they will now use that to also distract other people. So other people that are hungry for the Lord, everybody will not be angry at toilet. Discipler. Amen. Take my attention on the right thing. Don't say why is the bed like this? Won't clean. Carry it outside. Go and wash it. Wash it and dry it and sleep on it. Are we together? All go back to the bathroom now and buy a mattress and bring it. Want to drag me into the ocean? I'll carry my bed alone. Mind your own. I came with burdens of ministry. I came with burdens of several cells. Do you know what battle I fought in ministry for the last 1 year? I'm back again on the mountain. You are telling me that a bed is dusty. Is your prayer life not more? Praise God. If your prayer life is not dusty, we are about to pray 30 hours just in dusty bed. Please give me sand. For me to rest. Rest my leg, rest my toes. You are now bringing me into dusty bed. Oh God, just give me a wing, give me leave. I will sleep on it. Don't worry. Dusty bed. After the 30 hours, I will see whether the bed is still dusty. Are we together? I set my attention on the right thing. Is it clear, church? Set your attention on the supernatural. Don't start beefing an usher. You came to church meeting to be transformed. He said, I don't want to sit here. Nobody should be telling me where to sit. It is my father's house. Is your daddy's name in front of church venue? In front of church venue. Are we together? When they ask you for what you wrote, is it church venue? Amen. Say, I set my focus on the right thing. The venue is just there for us to meet. Is it clear? The chairs are not yet clean. Dust it. To be even walk in love, dust like 4 or 5 after you. That's why we know you want to sit on the clean chair. Is it clear? It's fine. Just focus on the right thing. Focus on what is available. Focus on the power. Focus on the sick people needing healing. And be part of the processes of them receiving healing. Focus on the fact that there will be a believer here who is about to give up on his ministry. And that you will minister by revelation. And that person will pick up an assignment that the person has let go before now. Ezekiel, church. So, because when we come together, there are natural things. But the supernatural is wrapped up in the natural. Don't be people. Don't get into strife. Some people like strife. It's like the 10th gift of the Spirit. Strife. Any small thing. You can't be blessed. Amen. Don't go to where you should go empty. You went there full. No. Christian meetings are attended empty, hungry to be filled. So don't attend full of the wrong things. You are full of strife. Full of anger. How are we together? I don't like the way he explains that text. After the camp meeting, organize your own camp meeting. Use the same text. Some things are not difficult. Cause of the meeting, I am focused. I will be blessed. I will be focused. I will receive. God's power is working through people. Are we together? Say, God's power is working through others. You know, you are not the only one God's power is working through, right? Right? So, can God bless you through others? Say, God's power is working through others. Say, God's power is healing through others. Say, God's power is leading through others. So, I must have a supernatural consciousness of people, of places, and of activities. The prayer sessions are meant for prayer. Song sessions, sing. Are we together? Holy Ghost sessions, minister in the spirit. When we tell people to go and rest your body, are we together? Some people, during the prayer session, they will be praying on their phone. When we are now resting, they now say one body, shaka ta 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 ta, doing rest, we will carry you. We will carry you. We will go and put you on the field. Be praying there. Don't pray in the room. We want to sleep. Is it clear? When it's time to rest, rest. Glory to God forevermore. That is what we mean by one accord. Don't focus on. Amen. A woman with the issue of blood, closing already. Observe the woman focus on the right things. People didn't have. Not everybody said the same thing about Jesus. Some people criticized him. Some people lied against him. But the woman with the issue of blood must have received worshiping attention. Are we together? I have the right consciousness. Are we together? The same Jesus. Look at this. The same Jesus that some people took and they slapped him. Are we there? The same Jesus that some people took his clothes. He needs to play gamble. Somebody clothes at the source of healing of a 12-year cancerous condition. Are we together? Are we together? Or 12 years condition. Ezekiel church. So I decide to see as God wants me to see. So your recognition is not because others are not seeing anything. It is because you choose what to recognize. You choose to walk in honor. I see it the way God sees it. Is it clear, church? I see the way what God sees it. So I decide to see people in the meeting as ministers of the Spirit of God. I decide to see the place of meeting as a ground of encounter. That's why we say, don't eat in the venue. Is it clear? Is it clear? Don't eat in the venue. Don't bring soap. And as you are drinking, the one that is falling, the Holy Ghost just fell on you. There is soap everywhere, including on the minister. Are you okay? Praise God. Praise God. Don't drink coke when session is on. Are you possessed? Teaching God's word, drink water. Amen. Amen. We have the Holy Ghost session. Then you see people there looking for food. Thunder will fire you. I think that you die. Because thunder can fire you. When thunder fire you, you will just be glued to the phone until the end of the committee. So if we need to use the phone, come and press it in your head. Make the call. God can't collect it. And you over to a DSS. The good seminar is here. You go and consume all the good service. India. Are we together? Touch your brain, church. I'm just saying that. Touch on everything. Is it clear, church? Say, I have a. What? We encounter. Say, it's my place of encounter. Cognition. Everyone in the service, they are ministers of the gospel. Say they are ministers of the gospel. See, I have a recognition. Their activities in the meeting, they are channels of encounters. Oh. I choose the right of faith, of honor, of love, of yieldedness to the things of the Spirit. I do away with strife. I do away with strife. See, I recognize the gifts of God in the meeting, and I do away with strife. I walk in love. I minister the things of God. Hallelujah. See, I don't say the wrong thing. I don't watch the wrong things in the course of the meeting. I don't have the wrong conversations. I am not wrongly engaged. I'm not gossiping in the course of the meeting. I focus on God's power. I focus on God's word. I focus on God's instructions. I focus in the God's place of worship. I focus in God's instructions. I focus on God. Say in the meeting, I know the Lord is here. Jehovah Shammah. Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. Say Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. God is here. The Lord is there. Is there. He goes before me. Say the Lord is there. Who is you? The Lord is there. Say the prayer maker is there. The healer is there. The strengthener is there. The perfecter is there. The healer is there. My physician is there. My guide is there. My shepherd is there. Hallelujah. You know when you have something in your body and it says, have you gone to see your doctor? There's some softness in your heart because you are going to see your doctor, right? He's going to tell me what to do. He's going to tell me what to do. Doctor is there. He is Jesus. He knows me, right? He knows me. He knows me. He knows me. So, everything that needs to be said will be said. And everything that needs to be heard will be heard. He knows me. He knows what I need to hear. And he will speak. And I will hear. Hallelujah. He will lead me. And I will follow. See, I am positioned to receive from the Lord through his men and women and others. Receive through me. Say, I am a minister. I am a recipient. Say, I know when to occupy the office of the receiver. I know when to switch to occupy the office of the minister. I function effectively and I receive effectively in the meeting. Hallelujah. Let's just keep praising the Lord. As we receive camp meeting, let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. As we receive camp meeting, it's a moment of encounter. It's a moment of his grace. Yes. Yes.
Teachers from this conference.
prophets and teachers. Certain prophets and teachers from this conference. Prophets ministries. Teaching ministries. Elders and teachers. Vision is clear to us. With our prayer first is with eyes open. With eyes open. You have been signed in the heavens that wonders on the earth. Signed in the heavens, wonders on the earth. The Holy One of Israel. He is the Holy One of Israel. We trust. We trust. Hungry to do your will. Sit a little bit. Hungry. Hungry to do your will. Little more hungry to do your will. I'm saved a little more hungry. That little more hungry to do your will. Little more. You lead me and I follow. Oh, you lead me and I follow you, Lord. And I follow you, Lord. I follow His name. Oh, you lead me and I follow you, Lord. I'm not rebellious. Hungry to do your will. Sometimes you have things in your heart, you don't know how to articulate it. Just pray in the Spirit. So we pray in the Spirit towards meeting. Tomorrow, in the morning, into midday, we're still praying, we'll fast. Then on Tuesday, in the morning, into midday, we're still praying, fasting, into evening. The fasting is into evening. But you must ensure that you take time to pray from early morning, from daybreak into midday. That's around 6 hours. Just pray. If you are busy and miss your activities, if you are able to create the time in solitude, that's the best. Go to a solitary place and pray. But definitely, the whole day, you must be able to find an hour at least of praying in solitude. Just pray and wait on the Lord for the meeting. Are we together? We're giving in the meeting. We are receiving in the meeting. The things of God. We're giving the things of God. We're receiving the things of God. Is it clear? So we pray to keep fit. Spiritual exercises makes you fit. Are we together? So when what you deliver, deploy the things of God, you are active. They make you prompt, you are alert. Are we together? There are things to deliver. They don't drudge you, you're able to deliver. You're able to minister the things of the Spirit. You're able to pick up things. Pick up things. Sometimes just the atmosphere, you begin to pick up things. Visions are available. Visions. Some things that teachings might not do for a year, visions will do in just a session. Are we together? Sights, supernatural sights will just clear off. And then we're bringing in people, inviting people to have experiences we must for them. Is it clear? So we take time to pray fast. You also prepare your minds, prepare your writing materials, and prepare also what to give. Give towards the conference. Are we together? Give towards the meeting. Give towards the meeting. Send in your givings. Talk to your cell leader, send in your givings towards the meeting. Glory to God forevermore. Right? So it's a great week ahead. Amen. It's important to also be very sensitive in the week. Don't indulge in things that are distracting in the week. Keep your focus. It's coming. It's a holy week unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So have a great week, everyone. The hand of the Lord is with you. The hand of the Lord is upon us. And you are blessed. Thank you.